This is a summary of Competing in the Age of AI by bestbookbriefings.com. Competing in the Age of AI, Strategy and Leadership When Algorithms and Networks Run the World. By Marco Yancity and Karim Ard Lakhani. 1. The Age of AI. Artificial intelligence is quickly turning into the new foundation for businesses, defining how companies operate and execute their tasks. The first big implications of AI on our society are not in simulating humanity, but rather in transforming our organizations and the way they shape our world. To bring about these changes, AI does not need to copy human behavior. They only need a weak AI that is capable of performing tasks humans can do, like analytics and data processing. Digital operating models that depend on AI are transforming the competition of industries in a completely new way. Traditionally, the new overtakes the old, posing a challenge to existing rivals while leaving the rest of the economy relatively undisturbed. An example would be how film photography disrupted the painting industry, supplanting the need they fulfilled and forcing painters to change their techniques and styles. However, consider the emergence of digital photography. While at first they were blurry and expensive, they got sharper and cheaper over time. They overtook traditional photography in the usual way, but it didn't stop there. With photos being more accessible to capture and virtually free to share with others, many more people started taking them. This opened up the way for a new breed of companies like Facebook, Snapchat, and TikTok to provide services that help users select, edit, and share their photos. Trillions of photographs are being taken each year, and most of them are now stored on the cloud, through Google, Facebook, and others. These photos are analyzed by algorithms that can identify the people in the photos, as well as use their data to recommend products and services to the user. Digital photography didn't just simply replace traditional photography with something cheaper and better. It created an entirely new industry in the process, one that film had no place in. In the end, Kodak wasn't killed by Fuji or a digital photography company, but by smartphones and social media. In fact, these companies never even considered Kodak as a competitor, only as collateral damage. 2. Rethinking the firm. In June 2018, Ant Financial set a record as the most valuable financial technology firm in the world. Valued at $150 billion, the company was already worth more than American Express or Goldman Sachs, despite having only spun out from Alibaba 4 years prior. Ant Financial is setting a new standard for the firm of the 21st century, one with a digital operating model that makes the most of digital scale, scope, and learning to transform the services that it provides and collide with long-standing industry giants. Ant Financial came from the success of Alipay, a payment platform created by Alibaba, an e-commerce platform. Alipay was created to facilitate payments between shoppers and sellers and build a new trust between them. Alipay acted as an escrow system, holding the payment until the transaction was completed. We take it for granted now, but this system helped consumers trust online shopping and drove the growth of Alibaba. This trust is the value that Ant Financial and Alipay creates. Their growth depends on increasing transaction flow by increasing the purchases and sales existing users make, but also by increasing the number of users on the platform. The more people trust in the platform, the more new people join, which then generates more trust, creating a positive feedback loop. This growth proved to be exponential, as Alipay expanded its services beyond Alibaba to all individuals and businesses in China. By 2009, they had 150 million users making 4 million transactions per day. In 2011, smartphones became popular, and Alipay developed the Alipay app in order to let users make purchases without cash. Today, you can use Alipay to buy coffee, hail a cab, pay utilities, and even make donations to street performers and beggars. Ant Financial used the data Alipay had to further expand the scope of its service, targeting the little guy as its customer base. Traditional, conservative banks provided a massive opportunity for them. Only a fraction of Chinese citizens had the ability to make loans, develop credit, or make investments. With no minimum deposit required, anyone with a mobile phone can deposit small change into their accounts at a 4% annual return. Within a few days of the service's launch, more than 1 million people had put money into it. In 9 months, the fund collected more than $81 billion. Ant Financial continued to expand, adding services like an insurance platform, an internet banking provider, and more. By 2019, Ant Financial dominated the Chinese financial services market with more than 700 million users, and 54% of the overall mobile payments market. This rapidly expanding business is built on a digital operating model with a heavy reliance on AI-enabled automation. For example, one of their banking services boasts a 3-1-0 system for loans, 3 minutes to apply, 1 second to approve, and zero human interaction. This process uses credit scores and is run entirely by AI. Algorithms look at transactions to judge how competitive a business is and judge accordingly. Analysts even feed the AI data on a user's communications to assess relationship quality. This speed and efficiency demands that a large amount of data is processed. Ant Financial does this by using cloud computing technologies, which keeps costs low as they scale up. This infrastructure allows them to handle billions of transfers every day, at a tiny fraction of a traditional bank's operating cost, and doesn't need a physical location or a large workforce. The core of the digital operating model is avoiding direct human involvement in the main process of the product, thus preventing it from becoming a bottleneck. The employees do not deliver the product as service. Instead, they design the digital organization that does the delivery for them. Alipay uses data and AI to establish trust whenever a user makes a transaction. Their information is passed through 5 layers of digital checks to ensure it goes smoothly. The more data the algorithm gets, the faster it learns, and the better the output becomes. Another factor in Ant's model is an experimentation platform that runs hundreds of tests every day to learn the risks and benefits of new features and products. Their growth is driven by their ability to focus on what services they could provide, based on the data they had. 3. The AI Factory. The core of Ant Financial, and the modern firm in general, is a process called an AI Factory. Essentially, its job is to create a cycle between user engagement, data collection, prediction, and algorithm development. One popular example of a firm utilizing an AI Factory is Netflix. Early on, they focused on developing an engine that recommended movies based on a user's history, ratings, and preferences. They used this data internally and shared it with movie studios, allowing them to negotiate better deals in their partnerships. This process grew exponentially when they launched their streaming service in 2007, allowing them to track the entire user experience from when viewers pause, rewind, or skip to the devices they use. As such, a user's Netflix experience is fully and uniquely customized to them. Netflix even uses this data to decide what shows and movies they should create. These are the essential components of an AI factory. 1. Data pipeline, a process that gathers and processes data in a systemic and scalable way. 2. Algorithm development, generate predictions about future actions for the business, driving their most critical operations. 3. Experimentation platform, this is where predictions are tested to make sure the suggested changes work as intended. 4. Software infrastructure, create a consistent and stable software that connects to the users. If data is the fuel for the AI factory, then the infrastructure are the pipes that deliver the fuel, and the algorithms are the machines that make the work happen. The experimentation platform are the valves that connect new fuel, pipes, and machines to the platform. You don't have to be a big company to build an AI factory. In the Laboratory of Innovation Science at Harvard, people have developed an AI system that maps the shape of tumors based on CT scans. Created in 10 weeks on an academic budget, this system can do as good of a job as a Harvard-trained oncologist. For the algorithm, they set up a series of contests and provided participants with a limited dataset. The winner produced results that were 4 or 5 times faster than a human expert's. An organization doesn't need a lot of data, resources, or talent. Resources for this are available to everyone. 4. Re-architecting the firm. The modern firm is not just about making the most of the internet or mobile technology. In fact, it's about being architected differently, being built from the ground up on a fundamentally different business and operation system. Amazon's rejuvenation in 2002 and subsequent explosive growth came from transforming its operating model entirely. Jeff Bezos famously wrote a company-wide memo that required all of his teams to communicate only through their central network. All service interfaces needed to be redesigned to be adaptable to outside developers. Anyone who didn't comply would be fired. To understand why this was necessary, we first need to understand a few concepts. In 1967, computer scientist Melvin Conway wrote that an organization is limited by design systems that reflect its communication practices, in short, For a component to work properly, its designers must communicate frequently and efficiently. As such, it's generally understood that related tasks are best accomplished when teams are integrated and work within the vicinity of each other. While this makes similar tasks more efficient over time, a production system like this can also restrict an organization. If links are too well established between workers, they can't respond as effectively to disruptive change. Think of it as an architectural inertia where there are disconnected groups of employees that build up in a company. They share the same data and the same practices, but outside of their group, cooperation is slow and difficult. By requiring all communication to be centralized, Bezos was trying to break this inertia and build the foundations for progress that would be standardized and equal among the company. Having disconnected groups also means that data is scattered across systems, which bars the potential benefit of having a large database to build an AI factory on. Amazon's process of transformation came with its own share of challenges, but they adapted and developed newer versions of digital operating systems that improved on previous learnings. The organization evolved into a modular, distributed structure. Teams were designed to be agile and never so big that two pizzas wouldn't be enough to feed the whole group. This meant that they could work independently while still working with clear rules for architecture across the board. Teams could share their code and collect data. While Amazon has never been the leader in basic AI research, they are experts in using the latest advances for all aspects of their business, reaping huge operational benefits in the process. From its recommendation of Amazon Echo and Alexa to its cloud service Amazon Web Services, the company uses machine learning for voice recognition, text-to-speech, and more. In no time at all, other large and small companies also started using AI tools that Amazon created for their own solutions, allowing them to network and collaborate. Despite the massive business potential of a data-centric operating system, many traditional businesses still hesitate to adopt them. The natural impulse is to protect routines and boundaries that have been built up for years. They either cannot see the architectural problem or are unwilling to commit to the total transformation that is required to solve it. Technology is the easy part, it's organization change that's difficult. 5. Becoming an AI company. In 2014, Satya Nadella went from running Microsoft's server and tools group to being the CEO of the company. Even though others were skeptical, he pioneered their transformation into a cloud software company. Within 3 years of his tenure, Microsoft's stock tripled in value. Their transformation was not easy, but the authors have highlighted 5 guiding principles that show an effective process, based on Microsoft, as well as a variety of other successful organizations. 1. One strategy, develop a clear strategy and commitment. The goals of a transformation should be clearly stated. It's important that there is no doubt as to how important this process is, as well as its goal, and the commitment of the leadership to follow through on it. The idea is to change the company while keeping it united, no AI division or autonomous group. Rebuild the company on a new integrated foundation. 2. Architectural clarity, everyone must understand what the future operating system should look like. A strong focus on data, analytics, and AI. Centralization and consistency with data shared across the range of products and applications. Fragmented data not only limits the full benefits of a transformation, but it is also harder to secure. Where is the data stored? What do you do with it? How do you protect it? Standard policies for data are of paramount concern. It's likely the biggest resistance to these changes will come from the IT department. IT organizations are typically designed to operate within a separate, complex office and are rewarded for being reactive, not innovative. 3. Agile, product-focused organization. The teams that deploy AI-centric applications must have a deep understanding of their purposes. Amazon and Microsoft both hired highly experienced engineering leaders to build their architecture software. Companies no longer need giant, custom applications for specific needs. Taking advantage of the AI factory, applications need to be agile, ready to be built and changed on a quick turnaround. A major cultural shift is required. Modernizing a business's organization requires developing a software culture and mindset. 4. Capability foundations. The most obvious challenge in a business's transformation is its capability in software and data analytics. Building this foundational knowledge can be slow and challenging, but it's definitely possible. Another challenge is hiring a new kind of person to fulfill this need, as well as building a career and incentive path for them. Many traditional practices need to be changed here, because the market for that kind of person is extremely hot. You will also need a data and analytics product manager, someone who can identify needs and lead teams that can develop new applications. 5. Clear multidisciplinary governance. As AI becomes more relevant to businesses, the challenges they create will only multiply. Ethical concerns, as well as privacy and cybersecurity, can end up being the real bottleneck of an AI-driven firm. As such, leadership requires being involved with various disciplines and functions, such as legal and corporate affairs, as well as the ability to engage with a business's partners and customers, as well as the larger community surrounding them. The author's studies show that although there are a wide range of firms that have undertaken this transformation, a significant number of them have already started developing important new capabilities and are enjoying better performances in their businesses as a result. 6. Strategy for a new age. In the late 90s, physicist Albert Laszlo Barabasi observed the structure of the internet and found that there was a percentage of network nodes that were becoming much more connected and relevant than others. These nodes then attracted more connections, making them more important and attractive to even more new connections. Today, analytics and AI have exponentially boosted power. This dynamic extends to the economy in general. A giant, universal AI-powered array of social networks, supply networks, and mobile networks, among many others. A business's competitiveness is now defined by its ability to shape and control these networks, and take advantage of the transactions that they carry out. Take, for example, a pharmaceutical company that develops a new drug and decides to expand its product's reach past traditional channels and directly service its intended patients via an app designed to track the progression of the disease. The data gathered by the app would be used to optimize the treatment for the patient, but it could also in turn be valuable to pharmacies, insurance companies, and hospitals. The app could also be used to create connections between patients and service providers. This progressive benefit is called the network effect. Products like social media or messaging services increase in value the more people use them. Traditional products usually don't have network effects. A pen's underlying value is the same regardless of how many people own one. Network effect can also be used to create even more network effect. While most people are on Facebook to connect with friends and colleagues, there are many other parties like content creators, service providers, and advertisers that want to access the platform for the users. For a business to make the most of its network effect, the value it delivers must continue to increase along with the size of the network. Businesses that have weak network effects tend to have many competitors, and businesses that have strong network effects have less, therefore giving them a competitive edge in the market. The structure of a network also impacts its value. Take, for example, Airbnb. Travelers are usually not interested in hosts from their own cities, they care about the hosts from other places, effectively making them a global network. Any business that wanted to challenge Airbnb would have to enter the market on a global scale and create a global brand awareness to attract a sufficient number of users, a difficult task, to be sure. In contrast, Uber's network is entirely local, drivers only care about the riders in a nearby vicinity, and vice versa. As such, it's easier for competitors to break into the market. It's also important to consider how easy it is to use the hub for your business's network. If it's simpler for your user to directly contact a service provider instead of you, then you're missing out on the potential value. Business can choose to either make it more difficult to do so, or to improve the user experience for the hub. In order to best capture your network's value, it's important to ask yourself the following questions. 1. What is the core service you deliver? 2. What networks are key for providing that service? What are their characteristics? 3. If your network effects are weak, how do you strengthen them and the value they deliver? 7. The ethics of digital scale, scope, and learning. Digital operating models have provided many growth opportunities, but they have also brought up new ethical issues and considerations. The learning algorithms in an AI factory can be used to amplify inaccurate and harmful misinformation, from misleading ads to fake social personalities. The tremendous amounts of data can also be hijacked or stolen by cyberattacks, threatening the privacy of the consumer. It's also important to consider the potential bias in data and algorithms. While AI in itself has no biases, the people operating and maintaining them do. In 2018, Amazon found that their internal hiring system was automatically devaluing female applicants, because the data that powered their predictions was based on resumes of male engineers. Similar issues pop up in finance, insurance, and law enforcement. Bias can also come from the process of labeling or tagging data, as this is often crowdsourced. Descriptions of images in Flickr's dataset, for example, would often associate words like female with things like cooking and art, whereas male was associated with math and engineering. Bias of some form is inevitable. No training data is ever infinite and infallible. The best thing to do is to be careful and transparent about where you source the data from. 8. The new meta. With AI on the playing field, the rules of the game are changing. Pay attention to these principles. 1. Change is no longer localized, it is systemic. Instead of separate waves of innovation, this new change seems to be affecting all industries at the same time. Technology improves at a relentless pace, with no signs of slowing down. Even if AI never totally catches up with human thinking, an increasing number of tasks now performed by humans will be taken over by digital systems. This means a large percentage of workers will be displaced, with all of the economical and emotional implications. 2. Capabilities are universal. To compete, traditional industry specialization is less important than a universal set of capabilities. Data sourcing, processing, and so on. Companies like Amazon and Tencent are able to compete in multiple industries like gaming, healthcare, and finances, because each industry requires a similar technological foundation. 3. Traditional industry boundaries are gone. Since digital industries aren't limited in the way human-centered businesses are, industries are now merging with each other. Where once it was considered good practice to stick to the things you know best, organizations that cannot leverage customers from across markets will now be at a loss. 4. From constrained operations to frictionless impact. Information is now transmitted instantly, at a marginal cost. This enables many businesses and influencers to operate with little to no resistance. This is not always a good thing. Once it gets going, a frictionless system is hard to stop. Take, for example, a viral meme or a controversial video like the Christchurch shooting. This lack of friction allows businesses to scale like never before. With this growth will always come new challenges. 9. A leadership mandate. This new age of AI brings a clear requirement. Engineering feats are no longer enough. For a business to prosper, wiser ways must be found to lead. As traditional structures are broken down, relationships of power will change, and some skills and functions will lose their relevance. It becomes entirely critical for the leadership to be all in, to be totally committed to leading the transformation. Sometimes this process is hampered by the people who don't see the benefit to it. Businesses fail when their managers cannot recognize the problems in their architecture or are unwilling to change the status quo. No amount of money can fix a fractured organization. Leaders need to find ways to build bridges and make hard calls when it's clear a solution isn't going to happen. Leadership also isn't limited to the top of the organization. The opportunities and challenges in transformation are so many that everyone should be motivated to do their part. The impact of senior roles cannot be understated, but now more than ever, anyone can rise to a crucial role. The days when a competitive advantage depended entirely on unique assets and abilities. Today's leaders need to deal with constant and frequent change, with companies collaborating and colliding in the market. The greater the wisdom, the better the outcome for all of us. Whether you prefer to read or listen, we have something for you. Visit bestbookbriefings.com now for more summaries.